We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Three big things. Three. Basketball. Wichita State 68, Houston 63.
Two.
Sedgwick County moves COVID vaccination center from Intrust Bank Arena to the former downtown Wichita Library Building.
One.
Former Senator Bob Dole diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. Kansas Republican is 97 years old. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning we have traffic accident earlier this morning. It was backing things up I-135 at 13th Street. That is moving again. Might still see a bit of a slowdown there, but once again, that traffic accident northbound on I-135 at 13th, so watch for a slowdown. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Increasing clouds today with a high of 32 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight. The overnight low 19. Saturday, partly sunny. Tomorrow's high 37 degrees. It'll be doggone near balmy out there. Partly cloudy now, 8 degrees. We have a southwest wind at 5 miles per hour. 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. Stocks ended down Thursday after disappointing data on jobless claims.
Stocks lower as shares of tech companies fell. The Dow finishing 119 points lower. The S&P down 17. The NASDAQ down 100. Investors reacting to news that more workers than expected, some 861,000, sought unemployment benefits. And tech stocks led declines, with Facebook falling 1.2% and Apple down nearly 1%. GameStop shares fell more than 10% as lawmakers on Capitol Hill began hearings on what drove the wild rally in the retail shares last month. Those hearings generating more heat than light. And Walmart shares fell more than 6% after the company reported strong holiday sales and announced raises for 425,000 workers. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Somebody got a raise. How about that?
Yeah, nice.
6:49, Stephen 10 in the morning, and Don Grant, CFP the Money Tracker, is here this morning. What the heck is going on, Don asks, rhetorically.
I want to know. What's going on? What's going on?
Who did that song? Love that song.
Oh, gosh, that was
Marvin Gaye, maybe?
Marvin Gaye. Yeah. Marvin Gaye, yeah, yeah.
Great song.
Well, Steve, it's Friday, and I have some personal observations about the state of the markets. If anything, you may get a chuckle of recognition because you've maybe seen the same thing. Well, first of all, the elements of the stock market defy any logic. I know it has always been this way, but for some reason, the incongruencies seem magnified over the past year or so. Quoting financial writer Liu Wang, bears are bulls and shorts are longs.
That's okay.
Maybe that's kind of in the industry lingo,
oh,
but
really?
You know, companies that are raising their financial guidance, which means doing well and they project better earnings, are being punished by investors as their stock is stagnant or moving down. But companies with few or no profits are surging. Think about that. Think about that electric car manufacturer that surged well before ever even posting a profit. Well, the recent upset in the markets over those companies that surged after individual non-professional investors set record trades in heavily shorted stocks. Heck, shorted stocks are the ones that professional institutional investors are betting will drop in value. It's all upside down. Another interesting note I found, when you hear the expression bear investors, we're not talking about buying stocks in the buff. It means that an investor's research causes them to not have confidence in the stock market. so they sell and get out in order to mitigate any losses. The National Association of Active Investment Managers found that the current sentiment among investors defines a bear as someone who is 75% invested in stocks. What? Go figure. Hedge fund managers are scrambling to buy back shares of stocks that they had betted against, and even after covering their shorts, that means that they switched gears and went bullish on stocks they were bearish on just months before. And finally, several indexes were up double digits from January 2020 to the end of the year. That's after the markets dropped almost 40% in February and March, then surged another 65% back. To me, that's wacko. Of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
Of course, I look at my 401k, and I have this formula there.
A little chart.
Someone my age and risk and so forth.
Right.
And it's a mixture of stocks and bonds.
Right.
Is there another component you could put in there? Anything else?
Well, I tell you, bonds are, you know, we've enjoyed 30, 40 years of bonds being a very safe place to be and all that. But bond yields are so low right now that people are looking at other types of structures that, and they get a little bit complicated. But there are some structures that can give you some protection on the downside, and you know they're not expensive to get into, and it's just another innovative product that you can use.
When you were talking about bonds, I've done a little bit of research in municipal bonds. Let's say some place you like think Salina is a neat town.
Yeah,
and they're floating bonds out there.
Yeah.
Is that something that you can look at?
Sure. Sure.
Are they good returns on municipal bonds? Like,
well, they are tax-free returns.
Whoa.
Generally.
So
you get state triple, they call them triple tax exempt, because you get state, local, and federal tax exemptions if you're helping, essentially lending money to the infrastructure of our country, you know, in different communities.
So could I buy, obviously, municipal bonds for Wichita?
There are. And there's different ones. There's general obligation bonds, and then there's tax bonds. You know, there's some that are based upon the taxing authority of the county or the city.
Well, I'd really like to get rich because I live here, but I don't think it's going to happen. So.
Well, they generally because they are tax exempt generally.
Yeah.
They don't pay that high of interest.
Yeah,
but they're usually pretty stable, and sometimes they're backed by some good stuff.
You know? I don't know if you've been tuned in on this or not, but it's been kind of a controversy. What do you think about the U.S. Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, taking his wife and kids and taking off for Cancun during the crisis down there?
Bad decision, bad optics.
You would think somebody who's been around that long would understand. Would have how do they put wouldn't be tone deaf to what's going on?
No.
He's a Republican. He's in Texas. They'll reelect him every year.
I think what happens to a lot of people in those positions is they think they just get so separated from their
reality.
Constituents,
yep.
And from reality. You know, it was like the jokes about George Bush Senior about how he didn't know the price of a carton of milk.
Didn't know what a scanner was.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I can see that, how somebody becomes so insulated, and then it gets to their head, and then they think they're better than other people.
Well,
and that's probably the case.
They're insulated. I mean, nobody tells them, hey, somebody in their office is going to say, you know, Senator, you're really a moron. Nobody's going to say that to them. And so they'd have no barometer there.
Yeah, yeah.
They'd end up hobnob with ordinary people.
Well, somebody said he's a moron because he pretty quickly hopped on the plane back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, he did. He changed his plans because he needed to
somebody,
get back.
Somebody called
that was not part of the original plan. Yeah. Although I've heard like four different stories as to why he went and why he came back.
Yeah. Well, he says it's because his daughters were having a little problem and they had some time off. Dad, let's go to Cancun. So, you know, and if your twin daughters or your daughters tell you to do something, I always do it right away.
Yeah,
right?
He's changed his story.
Well, anyway,
it's politicians.
I don't want to pick on Ted Cruz because I don't care about that. It's just that. Again, it's an illustration of what you said. They get that office, and boy, you never want to get rid of it. You want to stay there. The salary's damn good.
Yeah.
The benefits are terrific.
Yeah.
And you got a retirement plan that's second to none.
Well, the salary is real good, but what amazes me, and I've still tried to figure this out, is how somebody who's been a politician for say 30 years can amass $26 million.
Oh yeah.
And they've never worked out of public office.
No, they've never been out of public
office. How did that happen?
How does that happen? All right.
Yeah.
Here's something good. Today is National Tartar Sauce Day.
Yeah.
You got that big slab of catfish there. You better have some tartar sauce.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why we're celebrating today, but we are. Tartar sauce day.
It's the mayonnaise lobby.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. All right. Thank you, sir. 6:55, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up 7 o'clock, the top of the news this morning, former Senator Dole diagnosed with cancer. That story and more. Steve and Ted on KNSS.